So let's move on now. We're moving very quickly on to Leave Me Alone.
Okay, stay still. Look at this, it's empty. There's no brain. Did you lose it somewhere?
You're the one who did this.
Don't blame me if you go around losing things. Some kids are just freaks.
Look who's talking, Miss Normal.
At least I didn't sprout a robot out of my head like some people. By the way, there's something new there now.
It's weird. Not normal, these horns sticking out. The last one turned into a dumb robot that's living at my house. Living here. What's up with that? And it's all because I was run over by your bike.
The normal Vespa. Go see for yourself.
And you still haven't taken those clothes back. People out there are starting to think you're a real nurse.
Ah, hey there. Haruka Haruhara here. Age 19, Spindiferous Housekeeper at Takun's house.
She's older than that.
But my true identity is this. First Class Space Patrol Officer.
What a lame stage name.
Ah, chill out. We're not going on Star Search.
That hurt. Why'd Miyu Miyu get on your case yesterday?
Oh, because I'm in trouble. Lots of trouble. Because of Takun, they're all on my case.
What is that thing anyway? How does a robot take x-rays like that?
Because he's a medical mechanical robot, probably. Didn't you know that? They make them there.
Why'd it come out of my head?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What's your connection with medical mechanica, huh?
Ow, that hurts!
Huh?
Exactly where does the truth end and the lies begin? Samejima Mamimi and Haruka Haruhara. A lot of lies are flowing around me. These two new horns that sprang up. A true story that seems like a lie.
I saw a god the other day, by the river, on a rainy afternoon. He helped a kitten that was left all alone. It's a god that only I can see. A black-winged angel that came down from the heavens just for me. I hated this place. And so, I wished that it would go away. But it's useless. Even if it burns down, the wreckage and ash are still there. Look, Ennsville is burning. Now, Lord Kanti, bless me with your kiss, your absolution. Kiss me.
Leave me alone. I confess that I was very confused by this one. Listening carefully, and I had to go back a few times, it was clear, at least you started with two voices that were a little bit different in pitch. So after listening for a while, I could tell that they were different. They were different voices. And then all of a sudden, I heard a voice come in higher, noticeably higher. And I said, wait a minute, is that a third person in here? I don't think it was. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. But I was having trouble following what was going on. You had two people arguing. You said in your email, this is from Fooly Cooly, which unfortunately I do not know at all.
What? You don't know Fooly Cooly?
I'm sorry.
I'm being a jerk.
So I don't really know what was going on. It sounded like all of a sudden in the middle, one of the characters was introducing himself or herself, or somebody else said 19, and then the other character said, no, he's older than not. I really, really could not follow this. Part of that may have been a very poor choice of dialogues, because it seems that there was too much other stuff you had to know to understand it. The third voice was obvious when you brought that in, because you had some silence, so I could tell, okay, reset, we're listening to something different. And it was a little bit different. I think I could tell that it seemed, you know, with myself trying to get more or less sensitized to the pitch ranges you were using, it seemed to be different. But again, I couldn't really tell what was going on in that speech, so I'm more baffled than anything else at this one. I don't know that I have anything else to say. Meredy, I hope you got this.
Yeah. The thing about Fooly Cooly is that I think this was a weakness in dialogue. The thing about Fooly Cooly is there are some portions, like in the beginning, where everything is just in itself, and Fooly Cooly is a little wacky. And the parts where you heard the third voice come in, I think, is a part where one of the characters is narrating over the action, kind of like talking to the observer or the listener or the viewer. So you especially notice it at the very end where one character is like poking the other, and the one is saying, "Stop it! Stop! Leave me alone!" And then all of a sudden, you hear this person talking over this action. That's the main character. Essentially, one and three are the same in that segment. I'm sorry, I can't remember any character names. I apologize, but yeah, this was a weakness in dialogue, I would say. Also, because this particular section, the girl who's the space cadet rocker on the Vespa, who's dressed in a nurse's uniform in this scene, she's very nonchalant and kind of a little bit aloof, but more just very casual about a lot of things. Talking to this kid who's in middle school, I believe, who's got these horns sprouting out of his head, and they eventually, when they grow out of his head fully, they turn into something. So, like, that's what they were talking about, the robot. He already had a robot grow out of his head and is in the room, and now he's got something else growing out of his head. It's...
Holy cow.
Yeah. It's just bizarre.
I think I'm going to have to check this out at some point.
Oh, yes, if you haven't seen Fully Cooley.
This is sounds something to great to watch while drunk.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, for this, the voices, I heard the distinction in the beginning, but as things went on, the distinction started to mellow out a little bit for me. And I think, again, like we mentioned before, I think it was a weakness in the dialogue, a weakness in the characters, and their emotional states and their way of delivering lines that you were trying to get across. The third voice sounded distinctly different to me from the other two. It sounded a lot clearer, more kid-like. Like a young girl. It was kind of creepy. I heard the word Ensville, so I'm tempted to ask if this was from Billy and Mandy. But I don't know. But I thought you could have given it more emotion. But as far as the voice goes, I thought it was a nice little kid voice, and yeah, I don't know.
Hey, let me add, anytime you're using the pitch range to separate voices, it's probably a good idea to try to go to, unless you've got an extremely broad range, probably try to go closer to the extremes of your of the range you have, and try very careful not to overlap. So one of them is clearly high, clearly low, and you heard this with what Eleven Linda did. It was that her high voice and her low voice were very different pitch-wise. And one of the weaknesses was that yours weren't, and then when you brought the narration in, it seemed to be in a different range. Whereas if you had picked the higher half of your range, and for the boy the lower half, then the narration could have come in definitely in the lower part of the range. It would have been a lot easier to follow. Okay, let's go on. We have one more less to listen to, and it is Skywish.
Yes! Yes, I feel fine! I feel great! I could jog to Texas and back, but my daughter can't, and she never could! I'm so mad, I don't know what to do! I want to know why! I want to know why Shelby's life is over! How is that baby ever going to understand how wonderful his mother was? Will he ever understand what she went through for him? I don't understand. Lord, I wish I could. It's not supposed to happen this way. I'm supposed to go first. I've always been ready to go first. I can't stand this. I just want to hit somebody until they can feel as bad as I do. I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard. I don't have a mother either. She's in heaven with my baby sister. But That doesn't mean I can't talk to her. I talk to her all the time. I tell her everything. And I know she hears me because that's what angels do. My mom is an angel. And yours is too. With beautiful satin wings, a silk dress, and a crown of baby rosebuds. And they all live together in a castle. And do you know what it's made out of? Sunflowers! Hundreds of them! So bright, they shine like the sun! And when they want to go anywhere, they just whistle. Like this. And a cloud swoops down to the front gate and picks them up as they ride through the air, over the moon and through the stars, until they're hovering right above us. That's how they can look down and make sure we're all right, you know? And sometimes they even send messages. Of course, you can't always hear them with all the noise you were making. But don't worry, because they'll always try again. Just in case you miss them.
So, looks like everyone is having a marvelous time. Hello, good to see you. Nice to meet you. Hi there, I'm the Wicked Witch. Here's my card. Let's do lunch sometime. Here's the birthday girl, surrounded by all of these gifts and her good little fairy friends. And here's King Jonathan and Queen Jessica. You certainly invited a great number of people, but somehow you seem to have overlooked the one person who could have been your most delightful guest. But no, don't apologize. My feelings are hurt, yes, but that doesn't mean I haven't brought along a special gift for the princess. A brand new, never seen before, Curse of the Wicked Witch. For all the tears you've made me shed, you'll prick your finger on something pointy and fall down dead. And if your friends are feeling blue, in just one day, they'll drop dead too. How do you get out of this place? Oh.
Go.
Skywish. Three distinct voices here. Very nice. The first I believe it was a dialogue. They're very... It was obvious you had one character, and the second character, I believe they were talking to each other. Sorry. They were distinct. I kind of wanted to smack some of the floral, sugary sweetness description of the palace in the sky out of the dialogue, but it was a... Yeah, it was a nice job. The only thing I had to say about that was you had a not only two distinct voices, but a very distinct difference in emotion. And I had to go back and listen one or two times because the heightened emotional delivery of the first character kind of brought out a little bit of high-pitched similarity with the second. So if you happen to put two characters like that together, just be careful of those details. The third character was a nice voice for a witch. Felt like it took you a few lines to get into character. I like where you ended up, but there were some little details that weren't always consistent. Your pronunciations on A's, sometimes they were very nasally, hard A's, ah, or sometimes they were more rounded, ah, A type sounds. You took this change between using kind of a posh diction to talking straight. That lost a little bit of the character voice for me because I was still trying to formulate a picture of this witch in my head, and changing between the two talking styles, it really wasn't even that often, but just a little bit here and there kept making me question what this character looked like in my head. Russ?
I what? I got a little bit confused in the first one. I guess that the character is like a grandmother, because you're talking about her daughter, and then there's other babies. So I assume it's her daughter was dying. And about 30 seconds in, I heard a change, and for a moment I thought you were changing characters there, but as I listened on further, it clearly wasn't. I don't think it was a dialogue, since we never heard that first voice again. But I can see why you could think that way, because the first one's talking about the death. The second one's talking about death. It certainly sounded like they were talking about the same thing. I thought the biggest difference between them, though, was more personality than voice, and that calming thing, the place where you calmed down in the middle of it, did sound a little bit too close to the second character. So I think you could have made more of a separation. Clearly, the third voice, I loved the witch voice. Very mocking. It reminded me of more as if Carol Burnett were playing the witch in Sleeping Beauty. That's the way she would do it. So I very much enjoyed that, and I wasn't sure. I heard some differences in pronunciation. I thought it was part of the character to do that. I don't know whether it was. I'm assuming that it was part of the character and not an inconsistency.
Fair enough. Like, I would have to hear more of the character, I guess,
right,
than a minute to figure that out.
So I enjoyed very much the third one, and as I said, very different from the first two. First two were distinguishable. Clearly, you could tell when the first character stopped talking and the second one started. I think had there been more stuff going on, it might have been they would have overlapped a little bit more than would be good. But overall, I think it's a good job. I think most of you did a very good job. I know this was a round that a number of you were very nervous about. Some of you probably have never done something like this before. It's good to stretch, and I think most of you picked up on it very nicely.
And I know I was kind of mean and cold tonight on this show, and I apologize. So thank you for taking all of my comments in stride, I suppose. You said Carol Burnett. My mind immediately jumped to Carol Channing.
Oh, no, that would be very like different. There were a couple lines that could have been Carol Channing when she was talking about the baby surrounded by the fairy friends. That could have been Carol Channing. Sorry, we're getting a little punchy here.
I don't know if anybody else would know who Carol Channing is. Okay, let's go do some results.
Yes. Well, that was very impressive. We, for the second week in a row, came in very much in agreement as to how everyone placed. So tell us who won today.
Temporary Butterfly!
Yes, this was definitely your round. You found three very distinct characters. You used all the skills you built up over the season. You very good acting, very clear characters, very, very impressive. Mm-hmm. And not very far behind, Lex the Archer also came up with very clear voices, including that amazing cross-gender voice that is usually when girls do male voices, it's the doing little boys. It's very impressive that you were able to do a young man voice. I think you were a little bit weak on the acting parts. There are places where you didn't quite get the energy in that you really could have. And then
there was Skywish. Skywish, you did a very nice job. We heard clear voices. I think it was the first two characters and their similarities in voices together that kind of put you down in the middle group. I think we wanted to hear more of a distinct choice between your first and second character.
And similarly, Eleven Linda, your first and third characters sounded a little bit closer than you would really like them to be. Again, they were distinctive. We could tell them apart. It's just they weren't as distinct as the ladies who we picked up near the top.
So that leaves... Leave Me Alone at the bottom. But certainly...
It's not that you were bad. First of all,
I didn't want to make it sound horrible coming out of my mouth that way. I did not put it that way.
I mean, nobody was really bad. You had a problem with it, with probably a poor choice of dialogue, and that made it a lot harder, probably, for you to get up the steam of the character and the personality. And choosing scripts is definitely one of those things that can help you or hurt you. In this case, it hurt you.
Yeah.
However, for the next round, you're not going to be choosing scripts. So far, we have gone through a whole bunch of skills that a voice actor should have. In this next round, we're going to have you put them all together. Because we're going to be doing dialogues. And we are going to find scenes for you. We haven't found them all yet. And we'll be mailing them out soon. Because it's dialogues and we're going to be expecting you to work together, we're going to give you 2 weeks on this one. You know, we didn't talk...
dialogues together. We should just specify with each other.
You know, we didn't talk about whether we were going to mix them or they were going to mix.
Oh, well, I assumed that we'll mix them.
Okay, that'll make that easier. So we'll give you the schedule, and what you're going to be doing is you're going to be sending in your lines in advance of our recording time, and we'll mix the scenes together and then let you know when that's going to be ready. Okay, I think that's it for tonight.
Sounds good.
Right. So, Meredith, you can go off and get some badly needed sleep while I put this together, and have a good night. Well done, guys. Meredith? All right, we'll just let her sleep then. Have a good night.